You said Ben Rifkin was a bigger kid than Jacob, bigger and tougher.
Yes.
But still, Jacob came out of this struggle without a mark on him?
Derek did not answer.
Now, you said something about Jacob grinning when the lockdown was announced. Did other kids grin? Is it natural enough for a kid to grin when there's excitement, when you're nervous?
Probably.
It's just something kids do sometimes.
I guess.
Now, the knife you saw, Jacob's knife, just to be clear, you have no idea whether that was the knife that was used in the murder?
No.
And Jacob never said anything to you about intending to use the knife on Ben Rifkin because of the bullying?
Intending? No, he didn't say that.
And when he showed the knife to you, it never occurred to you that he planned to kill Ben Rifkin? Because if it did, you would have done something about it, right?
I guess.
So as far as you knew, Jacob never had a plan to kill Ben Rifkin.
A plan? No.
Never talked about when or how he was going to kill Ben Rifkin?
No.
Then later he just sent you the story?
Yeah.
He sent you a link by email, you said?
Yes.
Did you save that email?
No.
Why not?
It didn't seem smart. I mean, from Jacob's point of view.
So you deleted the email because you were protecting him?
I guess.
Can you tell me, of all the details in that story, was there anything that was new to you? Anything you didn't already know from either the web or from news stories or from other kids talking?
No, not really.
The knife, the park, the 3 stab wounds, that was all well known by then, wasn't it?
Yes.
Hardly a confession then, is it?
I don't know.
And did he say in the email that he'd written the story or just found it?
I don't remember exactly what the email said. I think it was just like, dude, check this out or something like that.
But you're sure Jacob told you he wrote the story, not that he just read it?
Pretty sure.
Pretty sure?
Pretty sure, yeah.
Jonathan went on in this way for some time, doing what he could, shaving away and shaving away at Derek Hughes' testimony, scoring what points he could. Who knows what the jurors were really making of it? All I can tell you is that the half-dozen jurors who were furiously taking notes during Derek's direct testimony had put down their pens now. Some were no longer even looking at him. They had dropped their eyes to their laps. Maybe Jonathan had won the day and they had decided to discount Derek's testimony entirely. But it did not seem that way. It seemed like I had been fooling myself. And for the first time, I began to imagine in realistic terms what it would be like when Jacob was in Concord Prison.